You're listening to The Shawnakie. This episode is Flinchy and the Mexican Show Truck, Part 4, by P.G. Holyfield and Patrick McLean, with T. Morris as Flinchy.
So we were still trapped inside a Mexican restaurant, held captive by a vengeful Mayan god of trucks, or thunder, depending on how you care to look at it. And I was trying to come up with ideas to get us out of this situation.
And you've sure got a lot of those. Me, I'm a simple man. I tried to call the cops.
It's not very sporting.
Nope, but it is easy, or at least I thought it was. Cell phones didn't work, no bars, and the restaurant line...
Sorry, you have reached a number
so
that has
been disconnected. So we planned, plotted, and generally put up with Finchy, who was an idiot.
Maybe we could light the restaurant on fire. Then the fire department could come and rescue us.
The bartender, up to this point our firmest friend and staunchest ally,
Miguel, mas, por favor, mas,
gave Finchy a hard look and reached under the bar for something. I quickly reassured Miguel that Finchy was an idiot and we would allow no harm to come to the restaurant, or more importantly, the bar.
Well, we can't just wait here until the end of time.
Why not? It's only 2012. I spent longer than that in college.
Shut up, Finchy. We gotta think. And then, the fates forced our hand. Miguel came over and very politely told us that it was last call. Último. And that he must close in 20 minutes. PG and I locked eyes. We knew what had to be done. There was no other way. We were outmatched by bloodthirsty mystic forces beyond our control. Maybe there was no honor here. After all, only survivors can wear medals.
And I never liked the guy. He cheated at golf.
But that's not a sin, is it?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Finchy. Finchy, I said, we've taken a vote. And we've decided that it's time for you to go out there.
But that's not fair! There's two of you and only one of me!
Well, it's not a perfect system, but I think we got a pretty good democracy.
Works for me.
So bottoms up, brave Finchy, and out the door. I'd like to say that he agreed and faced his end like a hero. But eventually, we dragged his unconscious body out into the parking lot.
It was such a struggle, we didn't notice that the truck was no longer there.
How stupid did we look? Standing in the middle of an empty Mexican restaurant parking lot with our friend bound in duct tape and gagged with a bar towel.
I was beginning to think we had made a mistake.
And then lightning flashed, and we saw the truck at the far end of the parking lot.
I ran.
I fled in mortal terror. I was so afraid, I'm still not sure why I didn't soil myself. In fact, I was so scared, I'm not sure why my entrails weren't trailing behind me like weather balloons.
I just ran.
But when we made it to the front door of the restaurant, it was locked. Miguel, the bartender, had turned on us.
It usually takes until the morning after to realize the bartender isn't your friend.
In terror, I turned back to the truck. It accelerated towards Finchy without even a thought of slowing. I winced in anticipation of the crunching noise as the truck drove over him. But instead, there was silence.
Even though we didn't hear it, the truck stopped.
Against our better judgment, we walked over to see what had happened to Finchy.
Flinchy.
Whatever. The man is past. Have some respect.
Sure thing.
Finchy wasn't on the ground any longer.
But then we saw him. We saw Flinchy being carried up the steps of the temple.
The airbrushed temple on the side of the truck. He was in the mural. What a brush with eldritch magic.
Eldritch? This had nothing to do with fey magic.
It was a metaphor.
It was weird.
And then the truck was gone.
The one in the mural.
Both.
Yeah.
And the thunderstorm had vanished.
It was over. We got in the car and went home.
Well, we thought it was over. But the guilt of what we had done was just starting to take root in the bitter places of our souls.
Not really.
You don't feel bad?
Nope.
Well, I don't feel that bad. I mean, it was us or him, right? Forces beyond our control and everything?
Yeah, maybe. I just didn't like him.
And that's the story.
Yep, all true.
And the truck is still out there somewhere. A Mexican show truck of doom haunting the highways of the night.
Whatever.